Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to yet another episode of the MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. In this episode, we journey to the heart of Arizona, where the deserts meet the sky, and the air carries a hint of adventure. Today, we turn the pages of a compelling tale nestled within the rugged beauty of Arizona, the story of Whispering Cacti Campground. Our guide for this journey is none other than the owner of Whispering Cacti, the lively and vibrant Cassidy Davenport. Cassidy is a woman of the wild, her soul etched with the footprints of countless adventures, and her spirit as free as the desert winds. She's turned Whispering Cacti Campground into a haven for travelers seeking an authentic taste of Arizona's wilderness. And, in her capable hands, the campground is more than just a place to pitch a tent. It's a sanctuary, a school, and a home. Our tale today takes us back to a time when Cassidy faced a daunting challenge, one that threatened to shake the very foundation of her beloved campground. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we delve into the intriguing tale of the Campground Primitive Skills Day, teaching fire making, shelter building, and more. Grab a cup of cocoa, find a cozy corner, and let the chronicle of Whispering Cacti Campground unfold.
Ah, I remember it like it was yesterday. The challenge that changed the course of Whispering Cacti Campground. It all started with a lack of engagement from our visitors. They'd come to the campground, stay for a few days, and leave without ever really connecting with the breathtaking nature around them. It was disheartening to see our guests, especially the younger ones, completely wrapped up in their electronic devices, oblivious to the wonders that the Arizona wilderness had to offer. One day I was out on a walk with my trusty companion, Flint, a golden retriever with a heart as vast as the desert itself. I saw him sniffing around, chasing lizards, and just being one with nature. It sparked an idea in me. What if I could get our visitors to disconnect from their devices and connect with the wilderness like Flint was doing? What if I could teach them the primitive skills that our ancestors relied on, like making fire or building shelters? I pondered over the idea. The alternatives were either to let things be as they were or maybe incorporate modern entertainment like movie nights or games. But neither seemed to address the root issue. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that by teaching primitive skills, I'd not only engage our guests, but also instill in them a newfound appreciation for nature. I decided to organize a primitive skills day at the campground. With a clear idea in mind, I started planning. It wasn't an easy road. The first hurdle was finding instructors skilled in primitive practices. I was fortunate to connect with a local survival school, whose instructors were enthusiastic about the idea. However, our next roadblock was more challenging, convincing our visitors to participate. Many were hesitant, having never done anything like this before. The turning point was when I decided to demonstrate some skills myself, starting a fire with Flint's help. The sight of Flint helping make a fire sparked curiosity and excitement, and soon we had our first group signed up for the Primitive Skills Day. Implementing the event was an enriching experience. We started with basics like fire making, followed by shelter building and even some foraging. The guests were engrossed, their faces beaming with fascination and accomplishment. Yes, we faced challenges like that unexpected desert rain, but even that turned into a lesson on weather prediction and finding shelter. The impact of the Primitive Skills Day was beyond what I had initially imagined. Our guests started leaving glowing reviews about their unique experience, and word of mouth brought more visitors eager to learn and connect with nature. The biggest success, though, was seeing the transformation in our guests, their tentative curiosity evolving into a confident appreciation for the wilderness around them. This experience taught me how important it is for campground owners, like myself, to think out of the box. Don't just offer a place to stay, offer experiences. Create opportunities for guests to form meaningful connections with nature. It also reminded me that every challenge is an opportunity in disguise, waiting for us to seize it and transform it into something extraordinary.
As we draw the curtains on this compelling tale of Whispering Cacti Campground, we are left with a resonance of Cassidy's vivacious spirit and her inventive solution to a challenge that many campgrounds face. Her story tells us that sometimes the key to solving our problems lies not in the realm of the usual, but in the embrace of the unique and the extraordinary. Cassidy's approach, as unusual as it may have seemed at first, addressed the heart of the problem, her quest to bring guests closer to nature, to make them feel, touch, and understand the wilderness, led not only to the inception of Primitive Skills Day, but also fostered a profound bond between the visitors and the environment. The initiative transformed Whispering Cacti Campground from a simple stayover spot into an unforgettable experience. Her story offers valuable insights and inspiration to other campground owners grappling with similar issues. Remember, each campground has its own unique charm that can be harnessed to create engaging experiences for guests. And so, as Cassidy's story aptly demonstrates, it's not just about offering a place to sleep under the stars. It's about creating lasting memories and fostering a love for the great outdoors. And with that, dear listeners, we conclude this episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Cassidy's tale has inspired you, brought you closer to the heart of the wild, and sparked a fire of creativity. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Do subscribe to our series if you enjoyed this tale and want to hear more stories of adventure, resilience, and innovation from the world of campgrounds. Until next time, keep the spirit of the wild alive in your hearts.